The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Aleph is talking about the Akasha from Levi. Then why don't we add other Arayas in the Mishnah? And the Gemara says, Akla Beplukta Lo Kamayra. Mishnah is not listing Arayas that are subject to a Machlaikis. They have to work out L'chuli Alma. And the Gemara asks Akasha. The Gemara says, well, we do find L'char Beplukta Kamayra because Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha is in the Mishnah later on, and it's a Machlaikis. And Rashi explains that Isser Kedusha is a woman who's also in the Yavam, and let's say a mamzeres. So by mamzeres, the din is, the Mishnah says later on, that she's chaletzes lemisyabemis. She can't be miyabim her because it's a lav, but she does require chalitza because she's not an erev and she's not mafkiya the zika. And that's according to the chachamim. But like Rashi, but Rabbi Kiva would be chaylik. According to Rabbi Kiva, she's ptur legamri ben min chalitza ben min hayibim because she tis Rabbi Kiva later on. Dafem tes is that chavi lavin have the din of chavi krisis legabe tfisis kiddushin and legabe mamzeres. In other words, we hold that the mamzer only comes from chavi krisis because there's no tfisis kiddushin, but from chavi lavin there's no mamzer. But Rabbi Kiva is chaylik. Rabbi Kiva holds that chavi lavin also creates a mamzer just like chavi krisis. You see, the Rabbi Kiva treats chavi lavin like chavi krisis legabe mamzer. So who would then he would treat chavi lavin like chavi krisis legabe yibum, and a chavi lavin would be mafkia her tzara mina yibum and herself. And therefore, if you're Bekiva, Chavi Lavin would not have Chalitza either. So we see that the din of, this is the Mishnah says, that Chavi Lavin or Chalitza Zlamisabemis is totally in a Machlekes of Bekim and Chachamim, and yet we still say it. That's the beer in the Kasha of the Gemara. So Taisus over here has a Peldik Kasha, which he doesn't answer. This is a world famous Kasha. Taisus says that it's Masha from the Gemara over here, and who it in other places. The Gemara always says this Yesai, that Lefira Bekiva, Chavi Lavin are mafkia min achlitza min ayibam like chave arayas, and that's based on the fact that we find that lefira bekiva there's a mamzer from chave krisis from chave lavin, so we see that he's medama chave lavin to chave krisis legabi mamzeres and legabi tfisis kiddushin. So who would then legabi yibam, the din would be that it would be mafkia min achlitza min ayibam. And Taisus questions that whole premise. He says, "Meichi Taisi, why, where do we see that there's not going to be a din yibum by chayv elavin lefir bekiva? It's true that he treats it legabe like chayv krisis legabe mamzeres and tfisis kiddushin, but that's not a reason that there shouldn't be yibum by chayv elavin, because when it comes to yibum, we should say, I say dechalaisu say, let I say of yibum be doicha the lav of chayv elavin of mamzeres. The fact that he treats legabe chayv krisis like chayv krisis legabe mamzeres does not make a difference. Gabi, I said, the chalos to say, at the end of the day, if it's a regular lav, a lav greater, I say is daicha lav. The only reason why by achasisha we don't say, I said, the chalos to say, is like the Gemara got finished saying over the last couple of blahs, that ain't I say daicha lav, sheish bakaris. And I say, can't be daicha lav, sheish bakaris. But a regular chavi lavin, like mamzeris or anything else like that, is just a lav greater. It does not have a karis. Even if for Bekiva, there's no karis for chavi lavin. He just holds it has a similar din to chavi krisis, like I'll be creating a mamzer, like Abit Fisis Kiddushin, but mitzad chomer halav, it's a lav, it's not a karis, so why in the world would the say not be deicha, the lav of Yisr Kiddusha, of mamzeris? And Mimele Taisa says, he doesn't understand why the Gemara assumes that there's no yibam b'chalitza by chavilam, l'fir b'kiva, let the say be deicha, the lav, and now there should be a regular din chalitza, because there's nothing to be mafkiya the zika. That's Taisa's kasha in b'kiva, and Taisa's blaib shver. L'chari peldek akasha, why don't we say, so the chalitza say, by chavilam, l'fir b'kiva. So there's a Yadud HaKetes in the Avnei Miluim. Avnei Miluim says a very nice svar. This is in Simen Yud Ches. And he says like this. He says that Shitas Rashi later on in Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph is that when you have, if you, it's talking about the sugya of Ein Kiddushin Taifas and Bechavi Krisis. So if you're Mekadosh and Erva, Kiddushin are not Taifas. And Rashi is Mekadosh, not only if you're Mekadosh and Erva, Kiddushin aren't Taifas, but even if you're Mekadosh and Isha, who Bishas Maisa, Bishas Kiddushin is not an erva, and now you're married to her, and later on she turns into an erva, somehow something changes and she becomes an erva, so the Kiddushin are going to be paka, the Kiddushin are going to go off, because just like you can't be Mekadosh Chavi Krisis, you can't be Mekudosh to Chavi Krisis, so the Kiddushin that you had to this woman before she became an erva, now will be paka once she turns into an erva. That's Shitas Rashi, that Kiddushin are nifka if an Isha will turn into an erva in the middle of the marriage. So Mimela Zakdav and Miluim would come out Lufi this, that Lufir Bekiva, it's true that Bashas Maisa, if you have a Chavi Lavin, which is Neufel Yibim, you could say, I said, the Chalaisa say, the Asay of Yibim would be Daicha the Lav, and you're allowed to be Miabim, or the Biya is Mutter. But the Gemara says later on in Daf Chaf that this, that Asay the Chalaisa by Yibim, that's only the Biya Rishayna, but where Geyser Biya Shnia ought to be a Rishayna, the second Biya is going to be Aser, because by the second Biya there's no longer an Asay of Yibim. The Yibim, the mitzvah is only by the first Biya. The second Biya has no mitzvah at all, so by the second Biya you have no mitzvah, but you still have that lav of Mamzeres, so whatever the Isha happens to be, and therefore at that point the Yibim would be Aser. So Zokta Avni Miluim, Lefi that, Lefi Rabbi Kiva, every time you're Miyav Mechavi Lavin, and the first Bia was Mutter Midin Asadech Eloise say, but now the second Bia, she's Asur to you because of the Lav. And Lefi Rabbi Kiva, when Isha is also Lav, Kiddushin Aren Typhus, like Chavi Krisa. So that means that now the Kiddushin would be Paka. Lefi Shitas Rashi, just like the Kiddushin Aren Paka, if Isha turns into an Erva, so if you translate that into the world of Rabbi Kiva, Phoenicia turns into Chavi Lavin, the Kiddushin will be Paka as well. So now the Kiddushin will be Paka. So it comes out that if you're Miyab Mechavi Lavin, you're doing Yibum to Anisha, that the second after the Yibum is Chal, the Kiddushin will be Paka because you're being Mekudish to Chavi Lavin, which has Din of Chavi Krisis. And the Klal is you can't be Mekadish Anisha Lizman, you can't be Kanin Anisha Lizman. So a Kiddushin or a Bia that will be Paka the second it's Chal is not a Kiddushin at all. You can't be Mekadish Anisha in a way that's going to be Paka as soon as the Bia is over. So in Mela, there's no mitzvah even to begin with, because being that the second the Yibum is Chal, the kinyan will be Paka because of the Chavi Lavin, in Mela, there's no mitzvah even to begin with, because you can't be Mekadosh Nishul Lizman, and that is the aside of why the Gemara always understands, Lefir Bekiva, there's no mitzvah Yibum by Chavi Lavin, because being that the Kiddushin will be Paka once it's Chal, in Mela, there's no mitzvah even to begin with, and that, Zok Da'avnim Lohim, would be the Teretz to Tysus' Kasha. That's why we don't say Sedach Eloise, say Lefir Bekiva, because you can't, there is no mitzvah seeming to be Daicha, being that the Kiddushin would be Paka once it's Chal, because there's no Tfisus Kiddushin Bechavi Lam, Lefir Bekiva. So Adkan is Divrei Avnei Miluim, a very beautiful teretz to Taisus' Kasha. But the Achrenim are Tamei on this Avnei Miluim, they say that it's a pellet. L'chor, you see from the Gemara, Lehedia, not like the Svar of the Avnei Miluim, because the Gemara in Daf Gimlon Beis says clearly that if not for the pasuk of Aleia, Hav Amina the Achasisha Misya Bemis, I would think that you could be Miyam and Achasisha. Why my Taima? The Asi Yasei Vidachi Lois to say, the Asei of Yibum will be Dachi Lois to say of Achasisha, even though it's a Lois to say Shesh Bakars. That would be the Hav Amina. So Gemara went through a whole sugya. Do we find, could it be Dachi Lois to Shesh Bakars or not? But Lamaisa, it's Mavur in the Gemara that if Asei is Dachi Lois to Shesh Bakars, then the Asei of Yibum would have been Dachi the Lava of Achasisha, and she would have been Misya Bemis, and therefore I need the pasuk of Aleia to tell me that you're not Miyabim her. So, frak the Achrenim and Avnei Miluim, but what does that mean? If the Avnei Miluim is correct, so the same Cheshon of the Avnei Miluim that he said in the Bekiva, you should have Lefi the Chachamim by every Achasisha. Every Achasisha, when you're Miyabim or Bishas Bia, so the Mitzvah of Yibum will be Deicha the Lav of Achasisha, assuming an Asay is Deicha Lav Shesh Bakaris. But the second that you finish with the first Bia, now she's a surah on you. The Isra Chasisha remains. There's no mitzvah Yibum anymore. So you're basically married to an Erva. And Lefi Shitas Rashi, if you're married to an Erva, the Kiddushin is Paka. Just like you can't be Mekadosh Anisha, who's an Erva. If you're Mekudosh Anisha, an Erva, the Kiddushin will be Nifka as well. So that means now that you're Mekai Mitzvah Yibum, the Kiddushin will be Paka. The Kinyan is Paka because she's now an Achasisha. And if the Kiddushin is Paka, Lefi Davnulim Scheshman, the mitzvah will never be Chal to begin with. You'll never have the Kinyan to begin with because you can't be Mekadosh Anisha Lizman. So we mela, how could ever be miyab m'achasisha, even if I say zdarchi leis shesh bakaris. So from the fact that the Gemara understands that if not for Aleia, we would have been able to miyab m'achasisha because I say zdarchi leis say, l'chay, you see clearly not like the svar of the Avnei Miluim. You see that for some reason, this is not an issue and you could be miyab m'anisha, even though it will be paka later on. We mela hu din l'fir b'kiva b'chai v'lavin, and that is a plia tzuma on this whole teretz of the Avnei Miluim. So there's a yodudikat Teretz from Reb Zalman Sender Kahana Shapiro, who was the father of the Dvar Avram, a great guy, and he answered like this. He said that that's not a kasha. It's not a kasha on the Avnei Miluim because the case of the Rav Achasisha is very different than the case of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva is talking about Stam Chavi Lavin, and by Chavi Lavin, once the kinin is chal, it will be paka when she turns into Chavi Lavin. But Reb Zalman Sender, when it comes to Achasisha, it's a whole different story because by Achasisha, when we're talking about your wife, you're married to Rachel, and now Leah is Naifil Yibam, who's the sister of your wife, she's an Achasisha, so now you're Miyabim her. So what's the Kasha? Once you're Miyabim her, now that Kiddushin should be Paka because she's an Achasisha. So Zakhtav Zamasander, who said that her Kiddushin should be Paka, the Kiddushin of the Yavama, because she's an Achasisha? Maybe Faket, maybe the Kiddushin of your original wife should be Paka because now she's an Achasisha. Because the Isha, you're just Miyabim, just became your wife. And now your old wife, your first wife, is the Ishtai, she's the Achasisha of the Isha, they're just in the Abim. So if anything, it should be the other way around. I did mitzvah Sibum, which I have a right to do, and I should do because I have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Daicha, the Lav of Achasisha. Now that I did it, in order for the Kinin to be Chal, maybe the Kiddushin of my original wife will be Paka, and therefore I'm no longer married to her, now I'm married to the Achasisha that is Miyabim, and therefore the Kiddushin will be Chal. So Zalk Reb Zalman Sander, that's the Teretz of this Kasha on the Avnei Miluim. When it comes to Achasisha, there is no issue that the Kiddushin will be Paka once it's Chal, because the Kiddushin of the Rambam won't be paka. That is where I'm being makama. My mitzvah, the kiddushin of my original wife, will be paka. And now the first isha is no longer an achas isha because I'm not married to my wife anymore. And therefore the yibum is chal olam and it's never paka. Mashenkin Rabbi Kiva, where you're dealing with regular chavi lavin, once in miyabim, and now the biyashni is aser, you're going to have a problem of the kiddushin being paka. That lechar is a very nice teretz to the kasha of the achronim and the avna milur. Now the problem is, in fact, Reuven Grzovsky, and this brought down in the shtickle in the Sefer Zikar and Evan Zion, and he's Mechavin to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim apparently also has his kasha on the Bzalman Sender. Both Reuven and Reb Chaim ask a peldig kasha on the Bzalman Sender. Bzalman Sender's Teretz Lechar doesn't make any sense. He's trying to answer that the fact that over here by Achasisha you don't have an issue of the Kiddushin of the Yibam being Paka once it's Chal, because your Achasisha, your original wife, will be Paka, and mainly you're not Achasisha anymore because you're not married to your original wife. But fact of Chaim and Rabuman, that doesn't make any sense, because we know that by Achasisha the klal is that Aleah Kol Shabachaya is Aser feeling his Garsha. The Iser Achasisha is Aser even Lacha Gerushin. Even if you're married to Rachel and then you divorce her, you can't marry her sister Leah. Kol Shabachaya, as long as your original wife is alive, there's an Iser Achasisha. It's only Lacha Misa that Achasisha is Mutter. If your wife dies, then you can marry your sister. But when your wife is alive, even if you're not married to her anymore, even if you're Megarish her, you're still Aser to be married to her sister. So Mimele, what does it help? Enechinami, if Zalman Sender is correct, that the Kiddushin to your original wife will be Paka now that you were Miyabim, her sister, but Lemaisa, even though it's Paka, it's still Bechayea, it's no different than being Nisgarsha, she's still alive, and if she's alive, there should be an Isra Achasisha to her sister, the one you're just Miyabim, so now Hadakusha Adachta, we're back to square one. You're now Miyabim and Isha, the second you're Miyabim her, she turns into an Erva, there's no mitzvah anymore, and now that should be Mafkir the Kiddushin. You're not married to your original wife, because her kiddushin was paka, but that doesn't make a difference to Gabe the Yavama, because there's a din of kosher b'cheya. Achasisha is also even la'achar gerushin, as long as she's alive, and Mali being megarish your wife, or Mali her kiddushin being paka mishum erva, either way, kosher b'cheya, as long as she's alive, that will aser her sister. So now her sister, that your miyabim, should be aser mitam achasisha, and you're back to square one, that l'chay the kiddushin should be paka, and we see, not like the avnu miluim. So this is a shtag kasha on the teretz of Zalman Sender that he said to answer the kasha of the Achronim and the Niluim, which was said to answer the kasha of Taisus. So Reb Reuven brings down a beautiful teretz from his shver, from Baruch Ber, to answer the kasha that he asked on Zalman Sender. Baruch Ber says like this, he really clears a chakira in the din of why Achasisha is also l'acha gerishin. Why is it that the Torah says that the sister of your wife is also even la'achar, the gerushin, even after you're megarish your wife? In other words, if you're married to Rachel, then you divorce her, so you still can't marry Leah. You can't marry Leah because Achasisha is also la'achar gerushin. So why isn't Lamaisa not married to your wife anymore? So is it the pshat that the Torah is saying that the lava of Achasisha is, don't marry the sister of a woman that you were once married to, even though I'm not married to her anymore, but being that I was once married to her, therefore the Isra Achasisha remains, I can't marry someone who is the sister of someone who used to be my wife? Or is the pshat that no, that the Isra Achasisha is not on someone who used to be my wife, it's only on someone who is my wife right now, that is currently my wife. But perhaps the pshat is that when you megarish your wife, it doesn't sever the ishus legamer. It doesn't mean that there's no ishus left between you and your wife anymore. Even lacha gerishin, there's still a little bit of ishus left. But legabi, the Isra Achasisha, the Tariz Mecharish, the gerishin is matter, the Isra Achasisha, there's no longer an Isra Achasisha, other isim go off, but lemaisa, there is some level of ishus left, even la'achar gerushin, and that's why we find that certain arayas are aser, even la'achar gerushin, because a little bit of ishus is left, it's just matter the iser of ishus. And Mimela, Zokta Bachmei, we say like the second side, if you say that the pshat is that the reason why achasisha is aser, even la'achar gerushin, is because even la'achar gerushin, some ishus is left, so then that's only true when you're megarish original wife. But if then you could say some ishus is left and her sister is aser. But if you're not megarish original wife, but the kiddushin is paka because she turned into an erva, because now she became an achasisha of the yavama. So over there, the kiddushin is paka legame. Erva is mafkia legame. Once there's an erva, there can't be any kiddushin at all. There's no tefisas kiddushin. Her ishus is totally gone, and now her sister, the yavama, would be muta legame. So zakta baruch ber, that's the pshat in Mazalman Sender. This is not daima to gershin. This is like misa, even though it's bechaya, even though it's a lie. But the vart is not bechaya. The vart is that kol zman there's ishus left to your wife, her sister is aser. And that's true by gershin. But when the hafka happens through erva, there's no ishus left at all. And therefore, the sister would be mutter. If the pshat would be why achasisha is also lachi gerushin is because you can't marry the wife of someone who, the sister of someone who used to be your wife, then that lachar would apply to hafka ayde erva as well. But if the pshat is that no, you can't marry the sister of someone who is currently your wife, that's only lachi gerushin. Lachar erva, after the erva is paka, She's no longer your wife, and therefore the Achas Isha would be mutter. We could be mekayim the teretz of Reb Zalman Sender to be miyashiv the teretz of the Avnim Lurin, to be miyashiv the kasha of Taisus. That basically, to sum it all up, that Taisus' kasha was that why don't we say lefir b'kiva seidach elayis to say zokta Avnim Lurin? You can't do that because once a miyabim, now the condition will be paka because she becomes chayvei lavin. And the Bia Shnia has no mitzvah. The kasha was, well, what about by Achas Isha? We find that you could be miyabim if I say it would have been daichel osis shesh bakaris, and we're not concerned with that. So we see that the amilum is not correct. This is Zaktav Zaman Sander. That is different over there because by Achas Isha, once you're miyabim the Yavama, so now instead of her kedushin being paka, the kedushin of your original wife will be paka, and the mimela, the kedushin to Yavama, will remain. The kasha on that was, well, it's still bechayeya. So being that you were once married to your wife, now the kiddushin of the Yavama should go off because she's Achas Ishtai Bechayah, just like Gerushin. And the Teretz that was from Rebbe Achber, that no, that's only by Gerushin because some issues is left. Mashenkin, by when it's Nifka through Erva, there's no kiddushin left at all, there's no issues left at all. And therefore the Yavama will be mutter to you, the kiddushin is not Paka, and that would be a good yishuv to the Teretz, the Kasha of Taisus.